fantasy. And DJ, set me free. Set me free. Well, set me free. Well, set me free. Well, set me free. Well, set me free.
Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you each and every week at this time. So mark it on your calendar. Put it in your phone. Give yourself a reminder. Be like, dude, I gotta tune in. I got to listen. And in fact, at this time each and every week, I do a thing called The Mock. What is The Mock? I take a word, artist, performer, a theme, and I play some cover songs or tribute songs or whatever. I do something that is related to that theme for, I don't know, anywhere from 8 to 40 minutes. It just depends on the inspiration, I guess. Before I get into the mock of tonight, and I'll tell you, and I say tonight, I could say today, I could say this morning. It just depends when you are listening. I got to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, all those stomps in between. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection's too big. No collection is too small. Again, Attic Records is located in Millvale. You can call them at 412-821-8484. So for the mock, for the mock this week, we're doing something a little different, yet special, but not different, because we've done it in the past few months over the summer. The mockster wants to kind of regenerate some old mocks. Maybe you weren't a listener 5 years ago, 8 years ago, 15 years ago, and you missed a mock. So I am pulling some rewind mocks, some flashback mocks, some throwback mocks, whatever you want to call them, into my mix on upcoming shows, including this show. So I am going back to a mock that originally aired on WRCT on September 28th of 2007. So we're talking 14 years ago. And you're like, okay, dude, okay. Can you tell me who that mock was? And I'm like, I can. In fact, here, let me turn off my background music so that I can give you the full effect of what is, or who, I should say, is going under the mock light. What? Yeah. Just take those old records off. Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is going, no, Bob Seger. It's a Bob Seger mock on this episode of the Viva La Mock radio program. I'd like to call him a hometown boy. He's a home state boy. As many of you know, I am originally from the great state of Michigan. Bob Seger, also a Michigander, if you wondered what they call people from Michigan. Michigander. Born in May of 1945. Bob is actually 76 years old. So think about it. He was only, 61 or 62 when I did the mock originally. But now he's 76. He was born in Detroit, raised in Ann Arbor. And I know that he was raised in Ann Arbor because my high school physics teacher went to high school with him. He did. He said they never hung out. They weren't friends, but and I believe they went to Ann Arbor Pioneer School. So for you people knowing the school systems up there, I believe that's the school that Bob went to. I think. Anyway, so Bob Seger is going underneath the mock light. Got a bunch of songs related to Bob, whether he wrote them, sang them, or you'll just figure it out. You'll figure it out. We are starting off the Bob Seger mock with something from the late 1970s from his Get It album. It's Dave Edmunds in Get Out of Denver. I still remember it was autumn and the moon was shining. I 60 Cadillac was rolling through Nebraska whining. Doing 120, man, the fence was bending over. Heading out for the madness, knowing we was traveling further. All our parts were blazing and the spinning wheels were turning. Had my girl beside me, brother, she was burning. A funky Baptist preaching, southern funky school teacher. She had a line on something heavy, but we couldn't reach her. We told her that we needed something that would keep us going. She put out all she had and paid it on the counter showing. All I had to do was lay my money down and pick it up. The cops came busting in the middle.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out its one-note song, and you think about the woman or the girl the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do, and you don't feel much like riding. You just wish the trip was through. Here I am. And you feel their eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talking, other times you can. It's the same old cliche, is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, so you don't dare make a stand. Here I am.
Come on. grooving on this one. It's a number recorded by Bob Seger. A number called Rosalie.
Thank you. Helicopters here on 88.3 FM WRCT, wrapping up a Bob Seger mock with their version of Her Strut from the Respect the Rock America split they did with Glucifer. Some live Thin Lizzy in there from the late 1970s with Rosalie. Juice Newton, speaking of 1970s, 1977's Come to Me album brought us her version of Fire Down Below. 1985 is when Waylon Jennings released the Turn the Page album featuring the title track, Bob Seger's Turn the Page. Dave Edmonds in there from the late 70s as well, off of his Get It CD, doing the song you hear in the background right now, Get Out of Denver. And that wraps up a mock. That is a Bob Seger mock.
That originally aired on WRCT during the Viva La Mock radio program on September 28th, 2007. If you ever have a suggestion for a mock, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or if you're like, hey, Mockster, have you ever mocked? And then you insert whomever you're reaching out about and see if I can maybe find an archive of that mock and let's hear how it sounds. Updated, maybe. I don't know. We're just playing along. We're having fun. Speaking of having fun, I've got, what, a little over a half hour left of the Viva La Mock radio program, at least this portion of the Viva La Mock radio program. So, you know, I should probably get some more music. So there's this artist that I was familiar with, you know, a couple of the hits that the artist had, and dug back, found a 7-inch from 1980-81 from said artist. Recently found out this artist was a member of the Motors. And the Mockster has enjoyed some of the songs of the Motors that he knows. And you're asking yourself, okay, Mockster, who's this artist? I'm here to tell you. It's
Bram Tchaikovsky. Let's dance. Get on those dancing shoes. Everybody, let's dance. Hey, 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 you're not dancing. I'm watching you. You can watch me, wrct.org, for our webcam. I'm just teasing you now.
Bye. What am I doing? What am I doing? on this useless night. With you so far away, I stand in front of this Ferris wheel, and I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And all the drunks just stumble by and mumble their abuse. Tell me, what is the use? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? After so long, nobody's wrong. After so long, nobody's right.
This is Greg Keeler from Blue Rodeo, and you're listening to Viva La Mock, 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Do you know where have you been? Do you know?
title track from the Judy Batts Native Son release here, wrapping up that set of music on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Judy Batts Blue Rodeo from the Casino album with What Am I Doing Here? I believe it's actually based on a true story of literally they were playing a show under a Ferris wheel at like a carnival or something like that. Pogues in there as well, Sunny Side of the Street. Went back to Deeper Well for some Not a Surf and Pressure Free. And start off that entire set with Brant Tchaikovsky from a 7-inch from 1980. I had to look at the label. 1980s when that came out. Let's Dance. Gets us to where we are now. We're pushing. We're like under 20 minutes. Let's say 17 and a half minutes before we get to the top of the hour. So we've got to wrap up a Viva La Mock radio program because, well, we've got to do that at some point. Again, if you got a suggestion for a song for a future show, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Until then, how about something from Elf Power?
It's Quivering Quake here on Viva La Mock.
Hi, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, home of... Oh, crap. We're not really home of anything.
Lightning.
brand new music from Cincinnati's own Never New here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Name of the track is Sculling Either Or. Before the Never New, how about something from Pavement? Pavement with Stereo also played Boston Mass's Moving Targets and Away From Me in that set of music. Seven Simons gave us Lavender Bubbles and started off the entire set with some Elf Power and Quivering Quake. Woo! I think the Mockster's done. We are approaching the top of the hour. You've been listening to the Viva La Mock radio program with me, Paul, your host. If you have a suggestion for a song or just want to say hi, reach out in an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. And welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight, we're going to go back 100 years in time.
1922 was the year of Brazil's independence centennial. It was a time where the winds of change were blowing through the country's art world. And for that, 1922 was also the year that started putting Brazilian art on the international map. That was when a week of modern art, the Semana de Arte Moderna, happened, which was presented together with government-organized celebrations. For a few days, artists constructed, deconstructed, performed, sculpted, gave lectures, read poetry, and created some of the most avant-garde works ever seen in Brazil so far. Those events were focused on modernism, therefore lectures about modern art were given.